to item 9A, staff reports.
Did you do 8C?
Yes, yeah. No interest.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay. Just a couple things. At the next meeting, we're going to have an update on our liquidity sub-portfolio, and then there we're going to have an outside visitor providing some risk parity education.
Tim Price.
And just for the trustees who are going to be at Sackers next week, a reminder that you're going to have the RV Coons report there. There'll be information you've already seen before, but just provide the context there. Last year was a year where risk assets were amply rewarded and non-risk assets were not amply rewarded. So you're going to see our absolute results were 14 and change. Very good on an absolute basis. Our peers tended to outperform there. Asset allocation, as it always does, tells most of the tale. Versus our peers, we had a lower U.S. equity exposure, a higher U.S. fixed income exposure. But I think if we take a look at the longer-term results, we still are right where we want to be. We've migrated to that northwest quadrant on a risk-reward basis over 5 years. Over 10 years, we're about median risk there. Our Sharpe ratio is well above our peers, and it's really those longer-term results that we're trying to dial in there. We also have one of the highest actuarial funded status and one of the lower rates. So I think we're in very good stead there.
Okay. Tim, I won't be there. Would you please get me a copy of Coons Report?
I will get you a copy.
Me too.
Thank you.
No.
I guess get several.
You don't look back at the staff.
No, you don't go to Sackers, you don't get it.
Hey, be quiet.
Christina.
I brought them back.
I just wanted to let the board know about an employer educational session that we've been doing this week for the sheriff's office. The county benefits office reached out to me and asked if we were willing to go on site to some of the departments within the county and do educational sessions on retirement for some of those new members that are coming in, some of the recruits that are becoming sworn, or some of the individuals that are actually just originally coming into the system. So our member services department and our retirement services department went over 2 days this week and did an educational. One of our senior retirement counselors did a presentation for them, and the surveys came back that it was very good, and we're going to be good. Hopefully doing more of them and reaching out to other employers and maybe using some of the information we had in that to change some of our pre-retirement workshop too, because we had a pretty good PowerPoint.
Have you thought about recording those?
Want to get to the point of having recordings on the website.
Good.
So having a recording of our pre-retirement workshop, some of our employer outreach, and even some videos where we just have staff talking about different processes. It might not be a presentation that we're doing in front of a group, but those videos, we've had our communications person go through a training and is getting ready to do that.
Excellent.
I spoke with Robin Hansen. She's like second in the administrative with the sheriff's office. It went very well. She said that there were good questions being asked and it was good education, so really good feedback. And they had like Mass Mutual there doing the 457B DC as well. But again, the feedback was good. And I'll tell a story. When I got hired in 2007, I got my paycheck and I had, what's this? I thought the pensions were free. Like 12 months. So I mean, that kind of stuff I think is good education. And also, you know, she was saying people now understand that 57 and a half is when I get full retirement and all that. So again, kudos. I know Gil called me ahead of time to tell me, and I need to call yesterday and got good feedback on it.
We're also incorporating surveys more into our events or when people come into the office, and we do a new retiree survey now. We did surveys at the two sessions this week. I wanted to comment on this.
Yeah, both the surveys were very positive, almost the highest marks for every survey. So we wanted to take some of what we use because those surveys were so good. We use them in surveys in our pre-retirement workshop as well. So we might use some of that information and see how we can improve those surveys. And then in June, we'll be coming back to you with our semi-annual customer service update, too, with those results.
Has Hazmat reached out for a new employee?
They have not.
I think that would
be a good
thing to do.
Saw that
I know. That time?
I think they conduct their own seminars.
Okay, now.
We have a new health director in Contra Costa County, so we're hoping that we will not have any problems in the future because of that. But
RN, right?
But
she's a registered nurse?
She is, yep. Yeah. Anna Roth. She's already made a lot of very good changes. So.
Where did she just come taking from? Dr. Walker's place?
Yeah. She's taking Dr. Walker's place. She ran the county hospital. She was the CEO of our county hospital.
And oh, okay.
Very bright, bright woman.
Okay.
And
great.
We did a big recruitment across the country, and we had some finalists that were all very competent, but given her inner knowledge.
What is her name again?
Anna Roth, R-O-T-H. Her husband actually is a police officer. Martinez, I think it was Martinez PD. He may be retired now. Yeah.
Names.
But he has a different last name than Anna does. I don't recall what it is. But and I don't know. And David could comment on it too.
He may not.
Or not.
He's discerning.
And we have to have, there are a lot of key roles that you have to have a doctor in. And so we've had doctors assigned to be those key roles for statutorily. You're required to have doctors at different roles. But anyway.
Colin.
Nothing to add.
Oh.
That's it.
I thought you said Colin. No?
No.
Okay. Outside professionals, none are present. And so on to trustees, trustee comments.
I'll report briefly. I attended the Singular Gov conference last week, the week before, in New York. Because of the confidential nature of the proceedings, I can't really report in detail, but I will tell you that I came away.
Where were you that was confidential? What were you doing?
CIA.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't talk about it in a public.
Okay.
I was at a client conference. And,
oh, you were at
and
a client
conference.
Okay, that's
for Singular Gov, and almost the entirety of the presentations, both as to specific funds and in general, are confidential. So you know, you're not able to give a very detailed recitation of what happened. But I can tell you this, that what you come away with is you get a real peek behind the curtain as to what level of rigor and analysis goes into the investments they make mm-hmm. in considerable detail. And then I came away with a very high comfort level about the manner in which our funds are invested, the quality of the people handling those matters, and the feedback that Chi-Chi and I got on the returns, particularly in our opportunities fund investment. So came away with a very good feeling. If you haven't done this particular client conference, I would recommend it simply because I was fascinated by the presentations and the level of detail, and as I say, the rigor that goes into the manner in which our funds are invested. So came away with a very, very, very good feeling. I think we're in good hands there.
I'll add on to that. I went to DFA as well, and then that one's done really well. I was talking to him earlier, and that's one I'd recommend as well. I learned a lot, and learned a lot about them. So,
and you get a real insight, particularly into how they structure deals. And it was fascinating to me to see what goes into that and the quality of the product that they come away with. It's encouraging.
Good. Any other trustee comments?
Seeing none, thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Meeting adjourned.